News. I'm Rick Vincent.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxit not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxit takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxit also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxit relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxit is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
That's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Bucket Strategy Investing, the end of another week already. How about that? This week flew by. Now, next week on Monday, we won't be here live. We'll be live for Tuesday through Friday. Of Bucket Strategy Investing. We got the Martin Luther King holiday happening Monday, so that'll be the long weekend. So we got a long weekend in January. We're going to have one sometime in February for President's Day, or used to be Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday. Now you just get one day. We had two Mondays. I swear we had two Mondays off.
We did, but I think when they put the Martin Luther in, they couldn't give us three that close together.
Oh, is that why? So they combined. That only happened when they put ML King Day in?
I don't know, but I think some of the schools still get.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, whatever it is.
I think my wife has, like, you know, Lincoln's and.
Really? Okay.
I couldn't say that. I think that was last year, the year before. Maybe they've changed that.
Well, again. They used to call it Washington's
birthday. Used to be Washington's and Lincoln's,
and
then it became
President's. Then it became President's Day, and I think that was the time that must have been when they combined them and put them into one. Anyway, you're going to have that. So we've got that in February. After that, not much till like Memorial Day. So hang on, Sloopy. You got like 3 months.
Yeah, that's true. I mean.
Right, what do you have? I mean, we don't get...
The holidays would be on a weekend. Easter's a weekend.
Right. You get, St. Patrick's Day, I think, is on a Sunday. We wouldn't take that off anyway. Some people do take that day off.
Some people take the next day off because of their recovery.
Yeah, and the day after in some cases. Right, 2 days after. Anyway, all right, so we got this. We won't be here Monday live, but we'll have a show for you. And back live with more programs next week. Okay, so what happens today? It's a Friday, which means it is our topicless Friday. It is email roundup. Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Got a lot of email questions to get caught up on. I know we got some from folks who have been asking questions all week. And as always, I try to apologize for not getting to everybody's on the air. We do get to them off the air. But on the air, we like to answer them as well. And if you send it even as far back as like Sunday or Monday, we should be able to get to all of them today. A lot of Social Security questions over the past week and a half. I'm not sure why, but it doesn't matter. We're here to answer them no matter what. I know Social Security questions are big on people's minds, and so we'll answer those. Probably do quite a few of them again today. All right, if you want to get involved with the show, great way to do it right now, give us a call, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. And if you want to email the show, you go to our website, wealthed.com. WEALTH WealthEd.com. You see a link there. It's a contact, I believe, is what it says. And fill out the little form. Takes you about 5 seconds. And then send us your question. We'll answer it here on the program. We got a lot, as I said, of emails to get to today. I hope we can get to yours. If you send it to us sometime before the top of the next hour, we may be able to get to it. All right, if you need the Brain Trust off the air, this is where a lot of people really find that the answers are their own particular questions are answered. Give them a call at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. You can speak with an advisor, talk with a Brain Trust advisor from anywhere around the country. There's probably one near you. If you can't meet with them in person or talk to them, you can do this over the phone if you can't meet with them in person, or you can talk to them online via Skype, FaceTime, whatever it is. Just meet with an advisor, talk to them. And give them your individual situation. It's all about strategy. It's all about planning. It's all about your future. 800-644-1150. All right, again, on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Some emails here. We'll start with a Social Security question or two, as I said, because we've got a lot of those. Howard in Las Vegas, who says, I'm 71. I've been receiving Social Security since age 66, $1,838 a month. My wife turned 66 in September. We went to Social Security in August, asked to have the spousal retirement benefit turned on. He says, I learned that from the show. Cool. In October, we received a letter stating she would receive $846 per month starting in the fourth week of October. A few days later, they received another letter stating she would receive an additional $73 per month as a spousal benefit. When we called Social Security, we were basically told, what does it matter? You're getting $919, which is equal to the spousal benefit. Is this right? What should I do?
It is right and wrong at the same time. And the Social Security office has gotten in trouble for this in the past. And
yes.
You do not want, I mean, if you think that both of you are going to live for another 8 to 10 years, then it doesn't make sense to take the spousal benefit as the $73 on top of her own benefit. She was born at the right time. She turned 66 last year. She was born in 1953. She does have the ability to apply for only a spousal retirement benefit without applying for her own benefit. Now, the Social Security Administration, what's it matter? The spousal is bigger than her own. Why would it matter? Because without applying for her own would continue to grow. Mm-hmm. And it would grow, now, so if it was, I'd have to do some math, but it will grow to an amount larger than what she's receiving now. So at age 70, she could go back in and apply for her own, which would be probably a couple hundred bucks more than what she's receiving. So she gives up $73 a month for the next 4 years, but then she picks up a couple hundred dollars a month for the rest of the as long as both of you are alive. Doesn't take that many years to repay that missed out $73 for the first 4 years. I could do the math and tell you exactly, but it does make sense to go back to them, say, do not do her own individual, do 100% spousal benefit, and leave hers alone. And then at age 70, because she has not applied for it, she can go back in and apply for a bigger benefit going forward.
Yeah, the problem here is if they do it the way that they've set it up, she's already applied for her own. She's deemed to have applied. Well, she has already applied. Social Security did it for her, which means that her own benefit cannot grow. That's what it starts at age 66. She is one of the few people, she was born actually, I think, in 1952, but either way, it's before 1954. And since they are still eligible to do so, she can apply for a spousal-only benefit. Her husband obviously has, or Howard himself has obviously already applied. So he's applied and receiving his. That's not a problem. And allow hers to grow. The difference, they said, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is when she turns 70, she would pick up, oops, I messed up on that one. You know, like, were they giving her 917? 919?
919 is...
They give her $200 more than that going forward for the rest of their joint lives.
Per month.
Per month.
That's $2,400 a year.
So she gives up $76 to get... She gives up $76 plus COLA for the next 4 years, but then she'll be repaid at the rate of just under $200 a month over and above the spousal benefit for as long as the both of them are alive. That's not too bad. It doesn't take that many years. It takes about three and a half years. So if both of you live to her age 73, 74, you're money ahead after that. Now, if somebody's not healthy and you don't think we're going to make it another 7 or 8 years, both people alive, then their Social Security is right. It's not a big deal.
It is, and we talked about this before.
Right, this is where they've gotten in trouble because they give a combination of benefits rather than only one, which means that their own individual benefit cannot grow and become a larger benefit for the rest of their life or so. They've got caught on this on the survivor benefit a little bit, and they got caught on this specific in this type of an area where it does make a difference. Now, if her benefit were only like $500 and her benefit will never catch up to the spousal retirement benefit, then Social Security's right. But that's not the case here. Her benefit is fairly close to the spousal benefit, and it will grow. And she was born at a time. Now, going back, for people that were born in 1954 or after, they don't have a choice. They would have to have it done this way. But she was born before they before the cutoff when they changed the law. So she's okay, and she can do it, and it will give her a little bit more down the line.
I'm surprised Social Security would do that.
Well, they don't do anything. They look at it. Why would you want to take $830 when you could have had $920?
Theirs is not to reason why. Theirs is but to do and send a check like they're supposed to, right?
Yeah, we don't want to finish that the whole way.
I know. It's part of it. This is where Social Security is taking over the planning business. Okay. I mean, if I say specifically, I want to do a restricted application, I can't do this, but let's say I were old enough. I want to do a restricted application. Never mind why. I want to do it this way. This is the way I'm allowed to do it. The rules allow me to do this. Well, Social Security says, well, you're going to get the same amount. We're just going to change it around. No, it doesn't work. I suspect they were dealing with, you know, somebody who's not that high up in the system, maybe, and I really
couldn't.
Well,
and there are a lot of people. Why would you ever want a lower payment? It's $73 lower. Why don't you want the $73? And some people say, yeah, I want the $73. But then 4 years from now, don't you want the $200 a month more?
Yeah.
It's a matter of giving up 76 to get 200.
You don't have to live that long to make that up. Believe me. All right. I've got to take a break. Thank you for that question, Howard.
18 months.
18 months you got to live.
19.
All right. A year and a half.
Yeah.
I think it'll work.
71 and a half. Got to both live to 71 and a half.
877 Planner. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden, the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief's so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Shopping like a CEO? My, look at those savings.
Right now at Staples, save like a big cheese, a big shot, a boss.
Because this week, get $25 off when you buy any two HP toners at Staples. Those are boss-size savings.
Start the new year right by stocking up on HP toner and saving big at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/19/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app, available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
This is the show focused on integrating your investments with a strategy that's consistent and committed to helping you manage your wealth. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
And I don't want to tell you not to call Social Security when you have an issue, but if you do have an issue, you can call them, but you can also call us, all right? Because we'll tell you oftentimes, maybe even more quickly than what the Social Security Administration can tell you. And besides, as we said, Social Security is not, the administration is not there to do planning, okay? They're there to give you the rules. They're there to tell you what you're eligible for. They're, in some cases, able to tell you if your spouse is, you know, eligible. If you're eligible for an ex-spousal benefit, maybe a widow's benefit. We had that question yesterday, as a matter of fact, where somebody had said they have an ex-spouse from, you know, 20 years ago or something, and they don't really keep in contact, and they weren't even really sure if this person was still alive. They were getting an ex-spousal benefit, and they were wondering what would happen if the ex-spouse died. Would they be able to jump up to the full, or the widow's benefit, which was considerably more than the ex-spousal benefit that they were getting? And as far as we know, the Social Security Administration, as long as you're getting a...
As long as you're on the spousal, they'll turn it into the survivor.
I think they're supposed to. Now, don't, you know, quote us directly that they'll do that every single time. But
they're supposed to.
They're supposed to. So anyway, there are certain things that you do have to deal with the administration on. But questions on planning, questions on strategy, leave that. I would suggest you don't ask Social Security Administration about that. That's really not that they don't have your best interests in mind necessarily, but they may not always have the correct answer for you. All right? Strategy comes here first. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Next question. Let's see. Here's another one. As I said, a lot of Social Security questions. John in Clearwater, let's see. Yeah, okay. John in Clearwater, Florida. I'm 58 and a widower. I have paid into Social Security throughout my career, but my late wife was a California school teacher. I did not pay into Social Security. I will receive a widower's benefit from CalSTRS, which is the state teacher retirement system in California. I'll receive a widower's benefit from them starting in about a year. Will that benefit subject my Social Security benefit to an offset? WEP, GPO, GTO, I don't know what it's called. Good question, John, and I like the humor.
Let me ask you this, John. Did you personally work at a job where you did not pay FICA taxes? You did not pay into the Social Security retirement system?
I can answer that, you know, the way he answered, which was, I've paid into Social Security throughout my career.
So you would answer, no. I have always worked paying into Social Security. I did not get a pension from work that I did not pay into Social Security. Yes, you're going to receive a pension based on somebody else's work where they did not pay into Social Security. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter. That would have screwed up their life, their Social Security. That would have messed up. The GPO would have been applied to them on the spousal or widow's benefit. The WEP would have been applied to their own benefit if they had one from Social Security. But it does not affect yours. You can get a pension from the exact same place that your spouse would have received a pension, and it will not affect your Social Security because you did not earn that. I'm sorry.
You didn't earn it.
Well,
in some ways he earned it, but...
Yeah, I mean, but not directly in the fact that you paid into Social Security. And since you paid into Social Security for over 30 years, it's still not going to apply anyway. But it's a matter of, you can very easily answer the question, are you receiving a pension from work that you did where you did not pay into Social Security? And your answer is no. I'm receiving a widower's pension, and it doesn't matter. You will get the full amount of whatever choice that of survivor option that she chose when she retired.
See, which tells me the WEP and GPO are really kind of unfair.
Because there's that fair word.
They're allowing, they're allowing. Yeah.
And if somebody it had gone let's say her pension was $3,000 a month and his Social Security is $2,000 a month. Together, they were getting $5,000.
Yes.
If, unfortunately, and she took a 100% joint survivor option. She passes away, unfortunately. He will still get the $3,000 because she took the 100% joint survivor in this hypothetical example. And he'll keep getting his $2,000. So he'll get $5,000 a month. If it had gone the other way, though, she's getting $3,000, he's getting $2,000. He dies. She would lose his Social Security benefit.
She would lose $2,000 a month.
And that's his Social Security benefit.
Yes, it is.
I did the numbers on purpose.
No, I get it. I'm just pointing this out that
she would have to, she as a survivor would only get $3,000 combined income between the two sources, whereas he as a survivor gets $5,000, even though they had the same choices basically.
Right, which makes that whole thing unfair to me.
And fair
doesn't matter. I understand that, but it's just it shows there really wasn't a lot of thought put into this. What are we talking about? Okay, for those who are new viewers or listeners or whatever, we're talking about what's something that's called the windfall elimination provision, and in this example also the government pension offset.
And the government pension offset has to do with an individual who has a pension from work where they did not pay into Social Security. Not all pensions are this way. Typically, they're just government pensions. And if you have a pension from work where you did not pay Social Security, then any benefit that you would otherwise be entitled to from somebody else's Social Security work record, typically a spouse, is going to be offset. How much? The offset is equal to 2/3 of the pension you're receiving. In my example, the person was receiving a $3,000 a month pension from work where they did not pay into Social Security. 2/3 of that offset is $2,000. So the first $2,000 of Social Security that they're eligible for as either a spouse, an ex-spouse, or a survivor benefit, a widow or widower's benefit, aced out. If the Social Security was more than $2,000, they would get the difference. If it's less than $2,000, they're not getting anything from Social Security. Even though if they did not have the pension, they would have received something, the fact that they have that pension from work not covered by Social Security. You know, we're talking about government jobs mostly. Federal government job does, since 1984, have been paying into Social Security. But we're talking many local, municipal areas, firefighters, law enforcement, teachers in, I think, 13 states across the U.S., they don't pay into Social Security, but they have a nice pension. Hopefully they have a nice pension. They have this issue with the government pension offset. And they also have the cousin to that, the windfall elimination provision, which is if you have your own Social Security benefit from work that you paid into, but then you left, call it the private sector, and went into government work, in a job that did not pay into Social Security, and you've earned a pension. Now there's an interaction. You will reduce some of your Social Security that you earned on your own benefit by some amount, depending upon how many years you paid into Social Security. There's multiple factors there. So
usually it's about half up to about $450 some odd max.
But it's a number. And so if you're
thinking
about, well, I've paid into Social Security and I'm going to get $800 a month from Social Security when I retire, and I'm going to get my pension of $2,000. So $2,800 a month sounds pretty good. And you retire, and then they ask you the question, do you have a pension from work not covered by Social Security? Yeah. Okay, instead of $800, you're going to get $400. You just lost almost $5,000 a year in income.
Well, now I can't retire. I wish somebody would have told me that.
Before I retired.
Right, exactly. You see, I quit in a huff. Or a
minute.
And
a bad day at work.
Yeah, that was it. And I thought, I got $2,800 a month coming in. I only have $2,400.
Yeah. You just need to know what your options are so you can plan around it.
Windfall elimination provision and government pension offset. I should remind people that it's not all teachers, as Professor Plum just said. I've had a couple teacher friends say, wait, I got a pension. What are you talking about? No, again, it's only if you did not pay FICA taxes in that job. Many, if not most of them, do now. Okay, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Give us a call. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Johnny Dean, Professor Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, taking your phone calls, emails as well. We'll get to some more of your emails. I know we have a lot of, as I said, Social Security questions. We'll get to everybody's, maybe not necessarily in the order that we receive them, but we will get to, I believe, everybody's at least sometime before the end of the show. So stick around. Keep listening, and we're here for you for wealth education. Let's go next to the phones, back to the phones. Jerry is next in Kingman, Arizona. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, wonderful. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes.
I have a question about Roth IRA conversion. I know you touched on that many, many times, but now it's right in my ball yard.
Okay.
I am 70 years old now, actually turned 70 last year, so which means I will be 70 and a half in 2019.
Yep.
Knowing or learning a few things that I have learned listening to your show is what I did. I just took $25,000 distribution from my traditional IRA. Should I say from what company? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No. So in other words, I did that in December of, I mean, just last December.
Yeah.
So they sent me a check, and it was my intention with this money that I had there to open a Roth IRA
with
anybody I could find or I feel suitable, since it is taxable income to me anyway, because before tax money versus after tax, yes, I completely understand that. Now I found out I'm in a pickle. I can't find anybody, or I couldn't find anybody in 2018, but I haven't been able to find anybody even now in the beginning of 2019 to take this money, which is distribution to me, you know, meaning right. It becomes after-tax money, technically eligible for a Roth IRA.
Right.
Different institutions that I have talked to, they cannot or will not take that money from me. What do I do?
Why will they not take it? I mean, what are you telling them that it is? You're not trying to contribute the money. You're trying to convert the money. And you can do...
Correct.
You can do a 60-day rollover. You're within 60 days of taking the money out, because you took it out in December, and we haven't passed 60 days yet. So I don't see why a financial institution won't take it. I'm pretty sure ours will.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why they won't take it.
Okay. You are already answering my most important question. So technically, or let's just say by law, I should be able, with the money that I consider a distribution to me, and even my IRA at this time considers that, and I talked to them again, a distribution to me, because it will be taxable to me, and that's why I did it in 2018, because I want to be paying taxes. I have the elbow room.
Yeah, you want to pay the taxes in 2018.
Correct. Absolutely.
Right. So, no, it's eligible for a 60-day rollover. And you're within 60 days, so they should be able to take it. Maybe they think you're trying to do a contribution. I don't know what they're thinking, but they are eligible for 60-day rollovers, and it is taxable when it left the IRA.
I made that very, very clear.
I don't know.
That I consider that, and I'm using my own words here now, sort of a bypass conversion. You know, bypass, I'm not going from one institution to the other, but a distribution to me, I pay taxes on it, And so you have already answered the other part of my question. Even though we are in 2019 now.
Right, it's still within 60 days, though, so that's all that matters.
60 calendar days.
Absolutely. So I should be able to open a Roth IRA with that money. It's not even 30 days, you know, since I took the distribution.
I don't see why not. I mean,
maybe you need a more clear explanation from them as to why they're telling you.
Forget the explanation. Let's just find a custodian that'll take it in and put it in.
Maybe that's true. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So how do I go about? Do I just contact your office and say, "Hey, I got $25,000. I want to open a Roth IRA with."
Well, you're going to say, you can do that. You can get on the line. Adam will get your number. I don't know why we wouldn't take it, because it is a conversion. You're basically saying, I have $25,000 that I am doing a rollover conversion with.
Yeah.
And then
but isn't a rollover technically from one institution directly to the other?
No, that's a
not
transfer.
Through me?
That would be considered a transfer. We can do transfers all day long. We can do as many transfers from IRA custodian to IRA custodian every day of the year if we can get them to do the paperwork all that much. But we're only allowed to, well, when it's a conversion, we can do as many conversions as we want to. But the 60-day rollovers from an IRA to an IRA or from a Roth to a Roth can only happen once in a 12-month period of time. But this isn't even that. This is a conversion. It can happen this way.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm repeating it. See, I'm a little bit an old fart. So,
well, I'll tell you what.
Well, and I'm very happy that I got somebody chuckling. That is so good. You know, it's the most important thing in life. So you are saying, as far as you know.
As far as I know, there's no reason not to be able to do it.
Yeah.
I took a distribution. They sent me a check, and I deposited a check in one of my checking accounts. So it's not their check anymore. And then I'm talking to and the one company that I was, incidentally, it is what do they call this? It's not a bank, but rather a credit union, sorry.
Wow.
And they do not want to do it for me directly into an IRA.
Okay, well, that's their loss.
Yeah, I tell you what. Hold on, if you want to, Jerry, and we can set you up, and we'll get your number and all that. And Professor Plummer, one of them, will give you a call back. So if you don't have any more questions, hold on, and we'll talk to you a little bit more about it. Seems strange. Something's missing here. I can't imagine.
I can quote from the IRA distribution Bible.
That shows that what you're saying is correct.
Conversion methods, rollover. You can receive a distribution from a traditional IRA. And a distribution.
Right, that's what that is.
And roll it over, contribute it to a Roth IRA within 60 days after the distribution.
And that's it.
And last year there was no RMD. You turned 70 last year, but you didn't turn 70 until this 70 and a half until this year. So there's no RMD to deal with last year. So, yeah, there's absolutely no problem. So, I don't know why they're saying that they won't accept it, but they're on drugs.
So, again, what happened is our caller, Jerry, had $25,000 removed from this traditional IRA. It's technically a distribution is what it is. Now, if you take a distribution from an IRA, you have really 60 days to do something with it. If you don't want to pay taxes on it, you could put it back in the IRA.
Traditional IRA,
and act as if nothing happened. You could do that once during a rolling 12-month period. Well, Jerry took that, and then I think he said it wasn't even 30 days.
Towards the end of December last year, he took a $25,000 distribution in 2018. Maybe it was his Christmas present to himself. You know, let's say he did it December 21st.
Whatever.
I don't even know if that was a Monday through Friday, but anyway. He's got 60 days to put that money back into an IRA. If it goes back into a traditional IRA, that's his one per 12-month rolling period. If it goes into a Roth IRA, that's a conversion. You can do those a couple times,
as many as you want.
But it is allowed.
It is allowed. Now you pay taxes on it.
Oh, it's a taxable event, yes.
But that's not the issue.
He actually wanted to make sure it was taxable in 2018.
Yes, because that was part of his strategy. And so whatever brokerage he went to, or I don't know what it was, they told him that he wasn't allowed to put the $25,000.
They would not accept
$25,000.
Maybe you got somebody new and say, well, you're 71 years old. You can't make a contribution of $25,000. That's over the limit anyway. And so they're on drugs.
Oh, boy, if that's the case.
I don't know.
I would love to know what their reasoning was.
They're on drugs.
They must have said
something.
That's
my excuse for everything.
I know it is, but you know that's not true. But
not that we know.
I would like to know what the reasoning was. I mean, we're not missing anything here, are we?
No, I just read from the IRS 590 Bible.
If Jerry told us everything we need to know, then
it was his IRA,
right? Yeah. What prevents you from doing a Roth conversion?
If it was a beneficiary IRA.
It didn't sound like it was a beneficiary.
Didn't sound like it. I'm just saying that's the only thing that would...
came up on the show yesterday, too, by the way.
You cannot convert or roll over beneficiary IRAs.
Right.
You can transfer them, but you cannot convert them. And you cannot do a rollover to a conversion to an Roth.
Okay, I guess we didn't really ask if that was the case.
I think he would have told us it was a beneficiary IRA.
He seems
pretty on top of it.
He is very on top of it. All right. Thank you, Jerry. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We'll take more of your phone calls. Emails at wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Lucia Capital Group. Coming right back with more.
Unisom presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, hey, Einstein, how do you get all those ideas? My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams, and dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom sleep tabs, you get to your dreams faster because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxit not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxit takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxit also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxit relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxit is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now. 1-800-829-5685. That's 1-800-829-5685. 1-800-829-5685.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to WaveWater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to WaveWater411.com. That's WaveWater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Strategy Investing, we do more than just talk. This is the show powered by the financial planning strategist and investment team at Lucia Capital Group. You're listening to Bucket Strategy Investing.
Onward, another hour coming up. Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, as we've been for many, many years here. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Emails, go to our website, wealthed.com. All right, let's see. Again, just kind of taking these emails, another Social Security question here, which I said is fine. Wes in Garden Grove, California. Do the earnings of the person receiving a spousal benefit affect the spousal benefit if both husband and wife are under their full retirement age?
Okay, so let's just make sure we're talking about the same thing. I am married. My spouse is retired. They're receiving their own benefit. I didn't have much of a benefit. I'm receiving a spousal benefit from her work record, but I go back to work. I'm under full retirement age. Yes, that will affect my spousal benefit. I'm subject to the earnings limitations, just like anybody under full retirement age who's receiving a benefit and working. But it only affects my benefit because I'm receiving a spousal. Now, let's flip it around. It's my wife's benefit. She's the worker. I'm receiving a spousal benefit. She goes back to work. She's under full retirement age. She's subject to the earnings test. She's making well over the earnings limits of 17 and change. Her benefit is reduced, and my benefit will be reduced because I'm receiving a benefit from her work record. So in this case, if the worker is the one working, everybody who's receiving a benefit on that work record gets reduced. If the spouse is the worker, then only the spouse's benefits are going to be reduced. Does that make sense?
I mean, it does to me, but I follow this stuff.
Yeah. So you were talking about the spousal benefit, and you were talking about the spouse working, and everybody's under full retirement age. Yes, it will affect the spousal benefit.
As long as you're making over the $17,640, or is that last year's number?
No, that's this year's.
Okay, that's $17,640. Hey, I got it. I got it. The years go by so quickly that I sometimes give last year's number thinking it's brand new. $17,640. If you make that or under, there's no effect at all. You get to keep all of your Social Security and still be able to work and collect that. Anything above that amount, if you are not full retirement age at all during any part of this calendar year, you will have to give back $1 of Social Security for every $2 your employer hands you. So your employer hands
over the threshold.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're at $17,642, you take that extra two from your employer, Social Security is going to demand a dollar of theirs back. Yeah, four, not a big deal for every level. $2, it's not a big deal. But people like to ask, well, at what point do I have to give all of it back? Well,
how
the question
much
is, how much is Social Security are you getting?
If you if you're at $37,640, that's $20,000 over. You'd have to give $10,000 back. If your benefit wasn't $10,000, they're taking it all back.
Mm-hmm.
If your benefit was $15,000, they're taking 10 of the 15 back.
Two thirds of it back. And
it's
again,
a dollar amount, not a percentage.
And it's not like it's gone. It's not. They're going to bank it for you. They're going to readjust. They have a formula that
it's
they're going to use.
It's as if you hadn't received it early. Remember, by taking it early,
reduce.
And if you're not full retirement age, you're taking it early. And for every month you're under full retirement age, when you start taking the benefit, it's reduced. Well, if they take it away from you because you're working, you didn't receive it. And so when you do start receiving it, it's as if you hadn't received it as early. So it's basically not reduced.
Now, here's the thing about this, and I want to remind people of this. You know, if I go back to work, I'm full. Let's say I say, you know, it's January, and I'm 63 or 4 or something, well under full retirement age, and I go back to work this year, and I've already been receiving my benefits since I was age 62, so I've been doing this for a while, and I go back to work this year, Social Security is not going to know that I'm working. I mean, they won't know anything until I file my tax return.
And they then match it up.
I could call them, I suppose. I don't know what they would do. I think they need some kind of proof that I'm working, but whatever. Let's just say I don't call Social Security. And I don't know about this. Well, they aren't going to find out until
late 2020.
Year, probably 2020, early 2020, somewhere in there. It's going to take a year plus, maybe two. And at that point, they're going to say, caught you. You were working before you were full retirement age.
So we want the benefit back. So we're going to stop right now. You're not going to receive any more benefits until you pay us all back and until you show us or we see that you're not working anymore.
Yes.
And even if you're not working, we're still not going to pay you until we've recouped what you shouldn't have been receiving.
Yeah, now this could add up because if I was getting $1,500 a month or something like that of my own Social Security benefit, well, that's $18,000 a year. And if I did this for a couple of years, while I was receiving a benefit, that's, let's call it $36,000 that I have to give back to Social Security simply because I was working. Well, I mean, they're not going to make you write a check. You may not have a check to do it. But what they'll do is they'll take your benefit if you're still receiving it going forward. As soon as you start getting your benefit one way or the other, they're just going to say, okay, your benefit right now is
two grand
a month. You're not going to get it, and we're going to continue
18 months in your
for the next 18 months exactly. That's how that works. 18 months
in that example.
In this example, yes. So you're not going to get your benefit at all, and there you go. We had a question too. Well, if I had to give it back, I mean, I paid. Let's say I paid taxes on it and all this other stuff. They took my Medicare premium out of that. I mean, I have to pay back the gross amount?
Yep.
It's the gross amount. Yes.
Yeah, if the benefit was $1,500, but you were paying your Medicare of $134, so you're really only going to receive, $1,366?
Whatever.
You still have to pay back the $1,500.
You got to pay back the $1,500, the entire thing, because your Medicare payment would have been due no matter what. So if you weren't getting a Social Security benefit, you'd have to pay for it out of pocket. Did I tell you? I think I did. I had somebody tell me that Social Security told them they could take their Medicare, pay their Medicare Part B payment out of future Social Security earnings.
Yeah, so the fact that I'm signing up for Medicare right now, but I'm not receiving a benefit, they're not going to bill me for it. They'll just wait until I'm 70 and then take it out of my... No, that is not how they do it.
That is not
they
how they
will
do it.
Bill you. Now, they bill you on a quarterly basis, not a monthly basis.
No, but they will bill you.
They will bill you.
Yes, they're not going to wait.
They're not going to wait 4 years for you to run up a
You might
a
not
bill.
Even be here.
You may die before that even happens.
Yeah, well, they aren't going to allow that. All right. Thank you for these questions. I know a lot of Social Security questions. We've got more, though. Got a lot more. Another hour still to come. If you need the brain trust off the air, here's that number again at Lucia Capital Group. Give them a call, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. It's about strategy. It's about planning. and the Brain Trust will talk to you. Stick around for another hour, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities, LLC. A registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities, LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities, LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.